could torture you. Slowly. For the entire weekend. But then, no. Something happened, and now...
I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings, but, I'm just sick of you and me.
Of our whole story.
So come on, let's just go upstairs and...
eat some tiramisu.
I slept with your sister.
I'm sorry?
Well, I shagged Amy. 2 years ago, that's why I broke it off with you. And then after you left, we kept at it like rabbits until, we both realized it was absolutely mad and, and obviously morally wrong. And then that was it. But, last Christmas when Ed proposed, I realized that I'm in love with her. Good Lord, say something, please.
Oh my God, he's told you, hasn't he? You knew? Kat, I'm so sorry. I'm so...
Kat, please don't say anything. I can't believe you told her.
What's going on?
Nothing.
It doesn't look like nothing.
Now is not the time to catch on, Ed.
Okay. Good.
Tell me.
Wait up.
I can't believe I trusted you.
Come on, you gotta stop running.
How could you not have told me?
What did you expect me to say?
You let me make a fool of myself. You lied to me. But I guess I really shouldn't be surprised because that's what you do. That's who you are. You're a liar.
You're judging me? Oh, that's a good one. You're gonna stand there and point a finger at me. The guy that you hired to pretend to be your boyfriend.
You're right. You're right. I was so desperate to make everyone believe that I was happy that I paid $6,000 for a lie. And at the end of the day, the only one who ended up falling for it was me. I wish I could say it was worth it.
Go ahead, Kat. Hate me. You know, I think you're running out of steam on this whole Jeffrey thing anyhow. So maybe now you'll be able to hold on to this long enough to ruin your next relationship.
Nick.
I'm just checking into a hotel.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's late. Take the car. Actually, the boathouse is empty.
Look, I don't know what's going on with you two, but I'm sure you'll work it out. You couldn't be more perfect if she'd picked you out of a catalogue.